I'm Lorraine Mendez with the GIS Evening News for Friday, July 7. Coming up, Prime Minister says there's greater need to educate citizens on CARICOM. Government plans to reduce number of shelters across the island. And Senate resumes debate on Integrity Commission Bill. The news in detail after the break.
Calling young people 15 to 29 years old. Nominations are now open for the Prime Minister's Youth Award for Excellence. Categories include agriculture, arts and culture, entrepreneurship, leadership, sports, science and technology, environmental protection. There's also a Jamaica 55 commemorative category for youth engaged in community-based volunteerism. Access nomination forms at youthjamaica.com, moe.gov.jm, or at Youth Information Centers island-wide. For more information, email info@youthjamaica.com or call 978-7654 or 978 5347. Nominations close August 31.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness says there's a greater need to educate citizens about the roles, functions, and achievements of the Caribbean community, CARICOM. Prime Minister Holness, who was speaking with journalists immediately following the 38th meeting of the Conference of Heads of Government of CARICOM, said the regional body plays a critical role in the daily lives of citizens.
But having said that, there are issues that are of profound importance to citizens because of the slow or lack of functioning of the institutions. The CSAB is one such institution. Some people see this space as the free movement of goods, but not so much the free movement of labor.
Prime Minister Holness says CARICOM leaders need to do more to show that there's an integrated single market that facilitates the free movement of goods and services, people and capital. In the meantime, Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the completed review of CARICOM will be released to Parliament in short order. The review aimed to examine ways in which Jamaica can better secure value from the processes of regional integration and cooperation within the wider Caribbean region.
We have taken a strategic approach, which is to test exactly what is it that people feel? What is it that they have as their views and suggestions? So we have, in Jamaica, commissioned a review of CARICOM. We will make it available to the other heads in CARICOM.
The CARICOM Review Commission, headed by former Prime Minister Bruce Golding, began its review last July and submitted its report to Prime Minister Holness at the end of March this year. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the government is seeking to reduce the number of shelters across the island from 900 to 700. Mr. McKenzie was addressing disaster coordinators and public relations officers from 13 municipal corporations at a meeting in Montego Bay earlier this week. The meeting focused on the general state of readiness of the local authorities for the hurricane season. The minister told the gathering that the government would be setting aside some $20 million to renovate selected community centers that double as shelters in times of disaster.
We have to pay special attention to Cave Valley and Douglas Castle in St. Anne, Sunnyside in St. Catherine. There are sections of Clarendon, Portland, St. Thomas, St. Mary that requires special attention. When there is an event, these are some of the parishes where persons remain in shelters longer than most places.
Minister McKenzie pointed out that 900 shelters were too many for a country the size of Jamaica, noting that larger countries in comparison are operating fewer shelters. And Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Roel Reed, says the proposed Integrity Commission will strengthen measures for the prevention, detection, investigation and prosecution of acts of corruption. The single anti-corruption body will have prosecutorial powers and will incorporate the Office of the Contractor General, the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption and the Parliament Integrity of Members Commission.
This consolidation will allow for more compliance mechanism for parliamentarians, public officers and members of the public who carry out public functions. The Commission is, Mr. President, under a duty to act independently, impartially, fairly, and in the public interest.
Senator Reid was speaking in the Senate on Thursday, where the Upper House resumed debate on the Integrity Commission Act 2017, which will pave the way for the establishment of the single commission. That was the GIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.